The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater. Coldwater Cardinal basketball is on the air.
Mauer looking. Finds Stempien. He's doubled up deep in the backcourt. Throws the ball to Beck Hughes, and he wants to run. Slings it to Streaky Mauer. Nice pass to Taggart, and he scores underneath. Cardinals lead by 7 once again. A poke away and a steal by Kenzie Galloway. She has numbers. Better not miss the layup. She does not.
Brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club, Amerigas, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Lobelia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Consumers Credit Union, Cooley's Jewelry, Donay's On Time Service, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Harold Chevrolet, Hallett Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Short's Rip Beer Stand, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
Logan Taggart launches a triple and banks it in! And warm greetings from Gull Lake High School here in the village of Richland. Coldwater Cardinal girls and boys basketball coming up. Step off between the Cardinals and the Blue Devils. And girls hoops coming up in another 12, 13 minutes or so. I'm Sean Lawson. To my right is Al Rackesy.
Well, good to be here, Sean. It's nice to have decent weather up here tonight.
Yeah.
And a tough test for the Cardinals, tonight, the late Cardinals in this game. But they're going to go up against very tough Gull Lake Blue Devils. 14-1 overall, 11-1 in SMAC. I believe they are tied to first with Marshall.
Yeah.
And they'll get a game coming up with Marshall right at the end of the season on February 21st. That's their last regular season game. Those two will not get. So if both went out from here on out, that game will be for the league championship at that
point. Because early season Gull Lake defeated Marshall. Gull lost a hand to Lakeview in December. So let's set up the first talk about the Cardinals. And, they're up at Marshall. They lost 6-2-30.
Saving you money on great transportation is their specialty at Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Check out all the specials on the lot or Mobilia.com. How about a 2013 Dodge Dart Limited with heated seats, remote start, and power sunroof? Just $21,200. You save over $3,200. Or step up to real style with a 2013 Chrysler 300C John Varvatos with V6, navigation system, dual power seats, and heated first and second row seats, now just $37,467. You save over $7,800 just at tax, title, and plate. Talk to Jeff Dollar, Jared Hedrick, Sean Stouter, Tom Whiteley, or Dean Mobilia. You can also trust Mobilia to service your current vehicle. With their expanded service department, Saturday hours, and factory trained techs, Mobilia will get you in and out quickly. At Mobilia, buy 3 oil changes and get the 4th one free. And with their express oil change service, there's no need for an appointment. Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on US 12 across from the airport, Coldwater.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
We're back here at Gull Lake High School. Sean Watson, Al Rackesy, Mike Side, Sean Delaney, Justin Lapshire back at the WTVB studios, producing and engineering, talking about the Coldwater Cardinals coming into tonight's game, coming off a tough loss up at Marshall, 56-39. In that game, they only trailed by one at halftime, 19-18. But they were outscored in the third quarter up at Marshall, 20-10, and 17-11 in the fourth. The loss drops them to 8-9 overall and 3-8 in the SMAC East. In that game, Kenzie Galloway had 12 points. Michaela Gillette with 8. Haley Ranke back with 5. Slight problem for the Cardinals. They will be without the services of Jordan Shirey, the team's leading rebounder. She was out of the game on Tuesday, and she'll be out for at least the next couple of weeks, hoping to be back in time for district. She ruptured a tendon in her ankle. It's the same injury that she had in freshman year, according to her.
Well, it could be a tough one, and might be a tough one to heal, Sean, but they definitely will miss her tonight on the board. She is a leading rebounder on the season for the Cardinals at nearly 8 per game. So definitely Morgan Howard's going to start in her spot tonight, and Morgan's going to have to really step it up. She's going to have her hands full tonight, too, with Mackenzie Latt, the center, leading scorer, leading rebounder, assist maker, steal maker for the Gull Lake Lady Blue Devils.
Popcorn maker, too, perhaps.
She could do it all. Okay, obviously, can do it all on the basketball court.
Although it would not surprise me to see Kenzie Howard guard Mackenzie Ladd at several points during the game. Kenzie Galloway, incidentally, the Cardinals' leading scorer, averaging 16.3 points a game, pulling down 4.3 boards a night. Megan Scorefar, 4.7 rebounds, 5.1 points a game. Talking about some of the other leaders, Carly Smoker and Kendall Galloway, each with 4.5 points per game. Taylor Gillette at 4.3. As you mentioned, Gull Lake, with their 14-1 overall record, 9-1 in the SMAC, he's tied for first in the league along with Marshall, led by the product of Wisconsin, Mackenzie Latt. 17.8 points, 11.9 rebounds, 3.6 assists, 3.5 steals per game. And she had, she just had 20 points and 9 rebounds the other night on Tuesday against Harper Creek as the Blue Devils pounded the Beavers 71-28.
The Beavers, nothing to sneeze at. They're 9-6 overall in the season and 7-5 in the SMAC. Obviously, they lost a lot from last year, but Gull Lake just ran all over the Lady Beavers the other night.
First, we mentioned two or three time all-stater in the state of Wisconsin, Mackenzie Ladd, and she's headed to Division I Davidson University to play next year.
Yeah, she sure is, and obviously I've not seen her play yet. This is her first year here at Gull Lake.
Right.
And now, she's a big part of this Blue Devil team that is honorable mention in Class A, in the latest rankings and whatnot.
That's so, right.
Obviously, again, a 14-1 overall record, 11-1 in the SMAC East. And they want to hang on to that championship or win that last championship here in the SMAC East. So I'm sure they'll come after the Cards tonight with everything they got.
Coming up next week, they will have three games to close out their regular season before the district that they host here. They have a makeup game from January 28th against Lakeview coming up next Monday. Then they're at Loy North, and then the game for all the marbles in the SMAC East girls basketball race up at Marshall. Of course, we mentioned Lakeview handed Gull Lake their only loss of the season back on December 17th, 53-49. The Blue Devils weren't too thrilled picking up that loss because they came to the Coldwater High School gym on December 20th and just pummeled the Cardinals, 63-22. Mackenzie Ladd had 22 points. Fellow senior Kelsey Bauer had 17. Morgan Nussbaum with 8. Meanwhile, for Coldwater, Kenzie Galloway had 12 points. The other five girls that got into the scorebook had only 2 points each, those being Megan Scorefar, Andrea Soles, Carly Smoker, Shelby Bowers, and Jordan Shirey.
Well, obviously, the Cardinals are going to need more offense than 22 points tonight to hang with the Gull Lake Lady Blue Devils here. And hopefully we can pick it up and we can get some help from Mackenzie Galloway or Kenzie Galloway in the scoring department. And
help from someone else, too, probably.
Well, yeah. And hopefully the girls can also all chip in out there, the bigger girls in particularly, and help out with the rebounding that we're going to miss from Jordan Shirey.
This was the first game of the varsity girls and boys doubleheader here at Gull Lake High School. Of course, coming up later tonight, the Coldwater Cardinal boys fresh off their first SMAC East win. Well, basically, they have to go through the gauntlet. Third place team in the SMAC East in Gull Lake later tonight. And then Monday, they host the second place team in the league, Harper Creek. And then they close out the Friday doubleheader schedule next Friday, hosting the number one team in the SMAC East, Paddle Creek Central.
Yeah, talk about the gauntlet, that's it. You know, go through 3-2-1, so we'll see what happens. But talking to Coach Ken Smoker a little bit earlier before this game, he cut out the article from the Daily Reporter, I think, the other day, about the Brunson boys beating the St. Philip Tiger boys.
That's right.
Posted it on all of the girls' lockers in the locker room. So I think it can happen in this game. It's going to be a tough task for the Lady Cardinals, but we'll see how they do tonight against the Lady Blue Devils. Awfully good basketball team.
Just to set that up, in case you have not heard, on Wednesday night, Brunson picked up only their first win of the season, defeating previously unbeaten in state night St. Philip, like a
20-53-52. Yeah, that was a huge win. Good to see for Coach Dennis Guest in this program. You know, they had a tough year over there, and it was nice to see him come up with a real huge win over the St. Philip Tigers.
We'll go ahead and take this break and be back to the starting lineups in the opening tip. Girls basketball, Go Lake, hosting Coldwater. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan. We guarantee it or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
The piggy bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer is just like a piggy bank, but even better.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our 5 Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Starting lineups are brought to you by Shorts Rip Your Stand. Think spring. Shorts Rip Your Stand will be opening for the season Monday, March 3rd. Shorts Rip Your Stand at the corner of Munster and West Chicago Street, Coldwater, where your debit and credit cards will be gladly accepted in 2014. Or the visiting Coldwater Cardinals, 3-8 in Sankey's, 8-9 overall, under head coach Ken Smoker. In the backcourt, Megan Sorter for our 5'5 senior, and Kendall Galloway, a 5'4 sophomore, up front. Denzi Galloway, team's leading scorer. At 6 foot senior, also Carly Smoker, a 5'10 junior. In the middle tonight will be Morgan Howard, a 5'9 junior. Of course, you mentioned that Jordan Shiring is on the shelf with an ankle injury. The Go Lake Blue Devils, 9-1 in the SMAC East, 14-1 overall under head coach Mike Balcom. In the backcourt will be Abby Higley, a 5'2 senior, and Morgan Nussbaum, a 5'7 senior. Up front, Kelsey Ritter, a 5'8 senior, Ellie Keene, a 5'6 senior, and in the middle, Mackenzie Lack, Go Lake's do-everything girl, 6'1 senior.
Well, again, Lady Cardinals are going to have their hands full. A bit of a height disadvantage for the Lady Cardinals out there tonight. J. particularly at that center position with McKenzie Ladd, the 6-1 center. So it's going to take a team effort from the Cardinals here tonight, Sean, to hang tough and hang with these Lightning Blue Devils. But I'm sure Coach Mike Felton is going to have them fired up for this game. He could not let the Cardinals get in here and get one from them.
McKenzie Ladd and Kenzie Galloway will jump at center circle. Goal light will move from left right across your radio dial in their home whites with the navy blue numerals and trim. Coldwater from right to left in their road reds with the white numerals and black trim. The Cardinals win the tip. Here's Megan Skorfar being forced to the half-court line by her defender, Higley. Now moving to the left wing, the give is to Kendall Galloway, left corner three, bounces just short, left there with a rebound. Lant ahead to a streaking Morgan Nussbaum, couldn't haul the ball in before she crashes the wall. Good thought, though, on trying to run that fast break.
Well, I've got a feeling they're going to keep trying to do that all night long, pushing the ball up the court.
Token pressure coming from the Blue Devils in the backcourt now. Smoker to Galloway, 17-footer from the right side, she drains it.
Kenzie Galloway giving the Cardinals the lead for the first time tonight.
Well, they gave her three. Her foot was just outside the line, so it's a three-pointer. 3-0 Coldwater on top. Now, the Cardinals starting out with their man-to-man defense. Ball being kept around the perimeter. Here is Keene back up top to Morgan Nussbaum. Trying to loft it inside. It's taken away by Kenzie Galloway. Galloway with numbers. She thinks better of it. Attacking the weak side is Megan Skorfar. Unfortunately, she missed it. It rolled over the hoop right to McKenzie Ladd's arm. Here she comes pushing the ball down the floor. Splits with a double team. Shoots over Morgan Howard. Leaves it short. Able to get her own rebound. Off the glass, no good. Third chance by Higley. Block. Here comes Coldwater with it.
Kenzie Galloway knocking that away to her sister, Kendall.
6:32 left to play in the first quarter. It is 3-0 Cardinals. Kendall Galloway trying to get it inside to Kenzie, taken away by McKenzie Lapp of Gull Lake.
Trying to go coast to coast.
Triple team out on her at the free throw line. Get it out top. Abby Higley, three-pointer, rattles off the hoop. The Blue Devils come up with it. Lapp for three up top. Wide right, rebounded by Kenzie Galloway.
Cardinals got to get a little tougher on the defensive boards.
Howard bounce pass to Kenzie Galloway. Now get it to Skorfar. Back to Kenzie to the free throw line. Extended. Smoker back outside to Skorfar. Now Kenzie launches a triple. This one bounces off the back of the rim and comes to Ladd. 3-0 Coldwater with 5:42 and counting left to play first quarter of the girls' varsity game from here at Gull Lake. Glad you're listening on this Friday
night. Cardinals set up in a 2-3 zone right now.
Try to effectively limit McKenzie Lance's effectiveness. The shot from the right block is short. Here comes Coldwater. Megan Skorfar shoots and draws a foul from the double and triple team that closed in on her.
Good job by Megan taking it from coast to coast. On the foul.
First foul of the game looks against Gull Lake's Ellie Keene. 5:24 left to play in the first quarter. Skorfar to the free throw line.
Two-shot foul for Megan.
Draws iron on the first one. It remains, for the time being, 3-0 Coldwater. 5:24 left to play in the first quarter.
56.3% on the season from the free throw line.
Arguably a slow start to the game here. Skorfar splits from here. It's 4-0 Blue Devils.
As long as the
Blue Devils trailing.
As long as that scoreboard says Coldwater had a Gull Lake, I don't care how fast the pace is.
Ball comes around to the left corner, take it back outside, launching the three-pointer. And leading a three-pointer is Morgan Nussbaum, the third leading scorer.
Nothing but that for Morgan Nussbaum.
Nussbaum bringing the Blue Devils to within 4-3 the score. Here come the Cardinals. Kenzie Galloway to Howard, bounce pass to Kendall, launches a triple left corner. Clunk off the side of the rim to Kelsey Ritter. We'll get it to Morgan Nussbaum, who crosses the timeline. Now here's Ritter. Back to Nussbaum. To the right corner, bounce pass comes to Ritter. This is not Gull Lake's regular starting lineup. Kind of acknowledging the seniors here on the snow coming night. That's at the midway point. We'll see some more of the regular starters. Morgan Howard had the ball taken away by McKenzie Ladd, and her layup is good. Gull Lake has a lead by 4.
We're almost expecting her going for a dunk on that shot.
Not quite sure if she'll, maybe by the time she finishes out as a senior up at Davidson University, she might have the ups for that. Of course, the only other women's basketball player that I know that can dunk with such regularity is Brittany Griner, formerly a Baylor, now the Phoenix Mercury of the WNBA. A couple misses by Coldwater this side of the floor. Shelby Bowers getting ready to check in for Coldwater at the next dead ball. Gold Lake has it. Here's Morgan Nussbaum off of
Halfway. Galloway. Yeah.
Galloway throws it right back to Gold Lake. And Abby Hattie makes the Cardinals pay for that. She had the steal and the score. Gold Lake leads by 3-7-4, 3:31, and counting left to play in the quarter.
Looks like
the
Cardinals might have had a good fast break going that time, but turnover created or committed.
Charlie Smoker shoots over the double team at short. The ball ricochets out to score far now off top. Kenzie Galloway drains a triple.
Kenzie's second triple of the night. Cardinals tie the score now again at 7-7.
Counting down to 3 minutes left to play in the quarter. See a couple of Gold Lake girls getting ready to check in. Shot underneath by Kelsey Ritter. Block. The Blue Devils get back on the perimeter.
Rejection by Kenzie Galloway.
Higley for three from the right wing. Bounces off the back of the rim. Left there with the rebound. Now inside.
Blocked by Morgan Howard.
Is blocked. The Cardinals come up with it.
Good interior defense on that possession by Gold Lake.
Michaela Gillette for Coldwater also getting ready to check in at the next dead ball. That hasn't happened yet. We still have 2:35 left to play in the first quarter. The clock's still moving. No stoppages in play. The past 4 or 5 minutes, a shot from the right elbow bounces off the back of the hoop. No good for Scorefire. Here comes Coldwater, tied 7-all with Gold Lake. Dribble drive to the left block. Now get it out. 17-foot jumper by Ritter is short. Here come the Cardinals in transition. Scorefire catches up to it. Higley following her. The shot is short. Falls half, and it's going to go out of bounds. Finally, we'll get to see some of the regular starters for Gold Lake. Abby Watson, Sierra Showerman, and Braden Snow. As we mentioned, Shelby Bowers and Michaela Gillette coming into the Coldwater lineup. Cardinal ball, 7-7 tie. Here's Kenzie Galloway to Scorefar. Back to Kenzie, locking it to Smoker at the free throw line. Kick it out. Scorefar, 17-footer. From the left side is short. Here come the Blue Devils.
Well, I'd sure like to see Carly Smoker take that shot from the free throw line or just inside the free throw line. She gets that ball in there.
A check back. Kelsey Bauer, who had checked in into the lineup as the team's second leading scorer.
Other block for Kenzie Galloway. And Kelly Perth, or excuse me, Michaela Gillette comes up with a loose ball.
Kenzie between the circles, moving off the Smoker screen, get the ball to score far, right corner, inside, Gillette, blocked by Latt. Gillette trying to come up with it, goes out of bounds off of Latt, so Coldwater will get it underneath their bucket, a minute 24 left to play in the first quarter. It's a 7-7 tie. The inbound comes to Kenzie Galloway, her shot for three from the right corner, a short rebounded by Latt, ball deflected, taken away by the Cardinals, Kenzie Galloway, one on three break, blocked. Ball's going to go out of bounds. Back to the Blue Devils. Kenzie last touched it.
Well, Kenzie took it hard to the hole, but Kenzie
Latt
was in there to knock that one away, and then Kenzie hit it again before it went out of bounds.
Ball on the perimeter for Gold Lake now to Mackenzie Land. Hop step down the middle of the lane, and she gets a nice roll on the jumper from the right block. Gold Lake retakes the lead, 9-7, 51 seconds left to play in the quarter.
Nice move by Latt.
Kenzie Galloway just passed the timeline, throws the ball to Gillette, bounce pass to Shelby Bauer. She couldn't finish underneath. She gets her own rebound. Her shot high off the glass. No. Ball tip by Scorefar, last touch by Latt as they were both battling before Polk attempted to go into the Devil's Den, the student section here at Gold Lake.
You know, the Cardinals have missed a few very, very short shots in there early in this game already tonight. So
they trail by two right now, 9-7, 35.7 seconds left to play in the quarter. Kenzie Galloway is looking, finds Gillette, immediately double-teamed. Loose ball is going to be collected by Latt. She steps out of bounds along the right sideline, though. Chance for the Cardinals to try and run that play again. Kenzie Galloway looking, went through Shelby Bowers' hands. out of bounds back to goal 8.
Afford that. Kayla Gillette just 5'4", but she's always underneath those boards, battling with the big girls.
Particularly 6'1" Lat.
Yeah.
2-3 zone shown by the Cardinals. The Blue Devils flank for the final shot of the quarter. They lead by 2, 9-7. Cross-court pass to Kelsey Bauer. Launches a long 2. It bounces off the iron. No good. Gives it Galloway with a rebound. Ahead to Gillette with 7, with 6. Bounce pass picked up by Scorefar. Layup is good, and we're tied.
Good job by the Lady Cardinals.
Sierra Shellman opts to dribble out the clock. We've ended one quarter play here at Gull Lake. It's a 9-9 tie between the Blue Devils and the Cardinals. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Did you think it'd quiet down at Haylett Auto and RV Coldwater? Be like July 5th at a fireworks store? It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Haylett's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Haylett. Haylett has what you need. Everything. One stop, an 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco. A hitch to haul it? Haylett has them. Parts and accessories? Anything. And everything you want. And one more thing. Service. As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot, Haylett has 14s in stock. New floor plans you've got to see. Dave doesn't have many 13s. So guess what? They're giving 2013 discount deals on 14s. RVs and fifth wheels go where everybody goes. Hightail it to Haylett. Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan. And online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com, where your family camping adventures begin.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Gull Lake ball to start the second quarter. It's a 9-9 tie between the Blue Devils and the visiting Coldwater Cardinals. Kendall Galloway checked back in for Coldwater during the break. Also, we saw Kelly Perugi in there for the first time. The shot from the right baseline rolls off the back, but who doesn't go in for Gull Lake? Here come the Cardinals.
Carly Smoker with the rebound for the Lady Cards.
Faruqi cut off by the triple team, comes back up top to Gillette. Ball pickpocketed and taken away by the Blue Devils. Here comes Yelena Haas, who checked in during the break. Her attempt at the layup was a little wild, did not go through the cylinder. Here comes Coldwater. Kelly Faruqi with Haas trailing her. Faruqi needs some help. A double team's coming out on her. Underhands it to Carly Smoker. Now she gets tied up with Mackenzie Watt. And check that. That's Kelsey. I think that was Bauer that tied her up, wasn't it?
I'm not sure, but Cardinals get the ball anyway in the possession arrow.
9-9 tie, 7-11 left to play in the quarter. Set play. It's Smoker leaves it short. Ball comes out to Faruqi. Her five-footer went 3. Here come the Blue Devils. Mackenzie Watt. Nice pass intended for Kelsey Bauer. Knocked away from her. They say it was last off of Bauer. So the Cardinals with a break.
Looked like Kelly Perugi got the last hand on that, but the officials saw it differently.
Blue Devils are pressing. It's a 9-9 tie. Perugi down on the floor. She rips the ball away. Now it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by the Blue Devils. Now Braden Snow will come in for Gullway. Kenzie Galloway checking back in for Coldwater. Faruqi to the bench after the breather that Kenzie received. They called. How do you call that an over and back? I don't think her heel touched the half-court line.
It was right on it. Got to be aware of those little things.
9-9 tie, 6:43 and counting left to play in the first half from here at Gull Lake.
Cardinals staying in that 3-3 zone.
Mike Balcom opting to call a timeout to make some corrections with 6:33 left to play in the first half, a 9-9 tie. 30-second timeout, so we're back in 30. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Doday's on-time services is the name to know when you need to heat or cool your home, make sure your water heater is heating, improve the quality of your drinking water, or repair any type of plumbing problem. Now, that's a lot of services, and that's why they also offer a Priority Club membership. For a yearly fee, they'll do an annual maintenance check on all your systems. Plus, you'll get discounts on parts when you need them and priority service when you have a problem. That's Donay's On Time Services, your trusted plumbing and heating company. Call 278-2995, 278-2995.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
6:31 and counting left to play in the first half. The Lake with the ball following their quick 30-second timeout. Here's Bauer driving left baseline, blocked by Kenzie Galloway. Looks like she's going to be assessed a foul. Shelby Bauer is picking up her first foul. Team first for the Cardinals. She was part of a triple team. Looks like Kenzie Galloway wound up getting the clean block and trying to help out. Shelby Bauer's got some arm in there. Well, Bauer makes the first of two from the charity stripe. The Blue Devils retake the lead 10-9. In comes Haley Rinke.
Good help defense by the Cardinals on that possession underneath there.
Bauer. Two makes by Kelsey Bauer, and Blue Devils lead by two, 11-9. Arnold's able to break the press. Whoa! 17-foot jumper from the right corner by Kenzie Galloway. Ties the game up at 11. You're told that by Coach Jeff Scorfar, who's keeping the book for the Coldwater girls tonight. Blue Devil ball dribbling the baseline left side, cut off by a double team, comes back out. Now the bounce pass to Elena Haas, trying to alley-oop it inside. It's picked up by Abby Watson. Her shot falls short. Ball down on the ground, picked up by Gillette.
Kayla Gillette coming up with the rebound.
Kenzie Galloway home run pass looking for his sister Kendall. Taken away by Sierra Showerman. Showerman bounce pass, Bauer off the glass. Good.
Good job by the Blue Devils that time. Four possession prior to that by the Cardinals.
Blue Devils retake the lead 13-11. Take a look at who's not on the floor right now for the Blue Devils.
Kenzie Latt.
See what these girls can do against Coldwater's regulars. Here's a dribble drive by Gillette. Comes back outside after being cut off by a double team. Now Kendall moving off the screen set by Rankey. Blocking the ball inside. Here's a shot off the glass. Doesn't go in. Rebound putback though. Does go for Gillette.
Okay, well, Gillette there for the putback. Back. First two tonight.
And fourth we go. 13-13 tie. 4:52 left in the half. From Showerman to Haas, trying to thread the needle inside, looking for Abby Watson, taken away by the Cardinals. Kendall Galloway inside, Shelby Bowers blocked. She gets the ball back right along the baseline, now has to come back out to the perimeter. Kendall Galloway from Kinsey. Now Gillette launches a triple right corner. It's short, and it's a nice bounce.
Kayla Gillette with three for the Cards.
Coldwater retakes the lead, 16-13. Other end of the floor, Sierra Sharman answers with a jumper from the left elbow.
Just a two, Sean.
It is just a two for Sharman, 16-15. Coldwater with a one-point lead. A press, bad pass by Kendall Galloway, intercepted by Elena Haas. Kendall gets back on defense and blocks Haas' shot. Now it comes back out to the perimeter. Three-pointer from the right corner. Draws iron, does not go in for Sharman. Kendall Galloway trying to take the ball away. It's picked up by the Blue Devils. Shot goes in for Kelsey Bauer. Gets a nice backspin. And the Blue Devils retake the lead 17-16 on the baseline jumper. Rankey's pass taken away by Bauer. She was right in the passing lane. Bauer takes a spill. She's going to go up for a pair.
Cardinals get into that habit, bad habit tonight of not making sure their passes.
And Smoker realizes that and calls a 30-second timeout. 3:41 left in the half. 17-16 Blue Devils at the 30, so we're back at 30. You're listening to Cardinal Grove Basketball on WTV Bear.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
I know you didn't see that much information about the game back on December 20th. This is a far cry from what happened in the Coldwater High School gym. It's a tight game right now, 17-16 Blue Devils, with Kelsey Bauer getting ready to shoot some free throws coming out of the Coldwater timeout. The first one rattles in. Bauer, so far, 3-for-3 on the night. Mackenzie Mack comes back in for Galway, along with Morgan Nussbaum. Megan Scorefar comes back in for Coldwater.
Kelsey Bauer making her presence known here in the second quarter. She's got 7 points already. There's number 8. Second leading scorer on the team at 11.3 points per game.
Clearly, I forgot to write down one of Bauer's buckets. Blue Devils lead by 3, 19-16. Coldwater ball. The Cardinals facing tough pressure defense coming from the Blue Devils. Pass Renke, intercepted by Watt. Here comes Morgan Nussbaum, layup, good, plus one.
Megan Scorefar just a little too far behind her to go for the block on that one. Make sure she doesn't score, but she did.
And she converts on the three-point play to give the Blue Devils a six-point lead, 22-16. Now we're seeing the type of Blue Devil basketball we saw back in that game on December 20th. It's almost as if Coach Balcom went, okay, no more fooling around here.
A lot more pressure being put on Gull Lake at this point.
Blue Devil foul assessed to Abby Watson, her first team second, as Coldwater was keeping the ball around the perimeter for the time being.
Falls on the floor. Coldwater inbounds from the far side.
Two falls up on the board for Golake. Three for Coldwater. The inbound comes to Renke at the free throw line. Now to Howard. Nice backdoor cut for her. She scores on the turnaround. Cuts the lead to 4, 22-18. Ball thrown to Elena Haas underneath. Ball comes back to Watt. On the left wing, dribble driving. Shoots from 10. It's short. Rebounded by Renke. While she had her hand on it, slapped to Kimsey Galloway.
Important part is the Cardinals got the ball.
2:45 left to play in the first half. Coldwater trails by 4. Kenzie Galloway being guarded by Bauer. Out comes the score far right sideline. Right in front of the Devils, then, the student section here at Gull Lake. Moving off of the screen set by Ranky. Here comes score far. Nice bounce pass to
Gillette.
Michaela Gillette with 7 points. Cardinals trail by 2 once again, 22-20.
Nice pass from Megan Scorefire to Michaela Gillette for the easy 2.
Pass comes inside. Bauer gets it. Now comes underneath the other side of the block. Mackenzie Watt for 6 points of the game, and the Blue Devils lead by 4 once again, 24-20.
Nice little sneaky pass by Bauer. Slips it in the Watt for the easy 2.
Blue Devil showing a 2-3 zone. Here's Michaela Gillette, spin move on the left wing. Double team. Bounce pass taken away by Mackenzie Ladd, who's immediately fouled.
Morgan Howard is going to pick up the foul for the Cardinals. Her first, team third. Must have missed one along the way there.
Same here. Kelsey Ritter, Sierra Showerman coming into the goalway lineup. Well, we are definitely seeing the depth of the Gull Lake bench here tonight. Just about everybody who isn't injured for Gull Lake has seen some playing time here tonight. Blue Devils lead 24-20. Here's Land, cut off by Howard on the left elbow. Kick it out. Left corner, or right corner, sound and shot is short for 3. Here come the Cardinals. They have numbers. Pass the score far underneath Mackenzie Galloway. And again, it rolls off the hoop.
Coldwater having trouble connecting on the short shot.
Here come the Blue Devils leading by 4, minutes 7 left in the quarter. Latt, alley pass inside. I'm screened out by the official. Now comes back out to Bauer. Jumper is short. Ball knocked away from Kenzie Galloway by Mackenzie Latt. So with just a tick under a minute left to play in the first half, it'll be Coldwater ball. The Blue Devils set up in their zone. Trap defense.
Right now it's a little bit of token pressure, but
of course, look for the Blue Devils to trap the ball handler. Cardinals have to set really good screens. Here's Gillette, bounce pass with no one in particular except Kelsey Bauer for Gull Lake.
Would have been a nice play if somebody would have been there for Coldwater, but unfortunately, there were no Cardinals there.
Bowerman. Up top to Kelsey Bauer. Swing the ball around. Here's the shot. Morgan Nussbaum for three from the left wing. It's short ball. Kenzie Galloway had it, but the Blue Devils take it away. Hop set. Kelsey Bauer. Out the bucket and one.
Morgan Howard is going to be called for her second foul. Team's fifth.
Quarter. 24 seconds left to play in the first half. Carly Smoker getting ready to check in. Presumably she'll come in for Howard. This follows the successfully converted three-point play by Kelsey Bauer, giving the Blue Devils a seven-point lead, 27-20. 24 seconds left to play in the half. Now it's a half-court press. They peel back on it, the Blue Devils do. Megan Scorefar gets it across the timeline. Looks for the Blue Devils to trap. Oh, Morgan Musbaum guarding Scorefar. She gets up to the top of the key. Now Carly Smoker, 8, 7, 6 seconds left to play in the quarter. The runner by Kenzie Galloway short. Loose ball picked up by Scorefar. Trying to bounce pass picked up by Kenzie.
Be good.
And they do count it. That's the buzzer.
Definitely could use that one. That's no doubt.
The Blue Devils lead Coldwater by 5, 27-22 at the half. Grant County Abstract and Final Halftime Report coming up after this 3-minute break. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Today's competitive business climate demands that you operate your fleet at peak efficiency. This is Mark Lubberry from Warner Oil. With Pacific Pride, you can take control of your fleet cost. Pacific Pride has over 2,000 sites nationwide, open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. No matter how many trucks you fuel or where you fuel, you'll get just one bill from our office for better fuel accountability. To learn how you can become a frequent fueler, call us or stop by Warner Oil Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. At Warner Oil, we're also your source for heating oil. By using our convenient Keep Full program, you can be sure your family will be warm this winter when it's cold outside. Our Nature's Comfort wood pellet stoves heat up to 2,500 square feet and allow you to supplement your current heating system. For more information, call us at Warner Oil today or stop by our office Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 p.m. at 400 Race Street in Coldwater and at Roost Oil at 6651 South Eden Road, Reading.
Birdwatching is your lifetime ticket to the theater of the outdoors. This winter, let Nottawa Gas Company and Tekonja help you transform your backyard into an oasis of nature. At Nottawa Gas, they stock more than 20,000 bird feeders, a wide variety of premium bird seed, bird houses, bird baths, and bird bath heaters for all your feathered friends. They're more than gas. Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonja on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
Love is the main theme of Valentine's Day, so when you and your sweetheart are looking for a place to celebrate, you obviously want a place that you can love, like Benedict Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater. After all, what's not to love? With choice Black Angus daily dinner and drink specials and 24 beers on tap, including Bell's Hop Slam and Pabst Blue Ribbon. It'll be love at first bite when you celebrate Valentine's Day at Coldwater's premier steakhouse, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, west of I-69 on US 12. Make your Valentine's reservations today.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad. More than a step, a leap. Not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
It's halftime here at Gull Lake High School in the village of Richland. The Blue Devils lead the visiting Coldwater Cardinals 27-22. The halftime report is brought to you by Grants County Abstract and Title. Wishing good luck to the Cardinals. For title insurance, escrow closings, or other title or abstract services, turn to Branch County Abstract and Title, a local business serving Branch County since 1887, where their employees have over 230 years of experience. Branch County Abstract and Title, located at 22 Tibbetts Plaza in Coldwater, call the 278-6960. First for the Coldwater Cardinals, Megan Sparfire with 3, Michaela Gillette 7, Morgan Howard 2, and Jesse Galloway leading the way for the red and white with 10. Those are the 22 points that are up there for Coldwater at the current time. For Go Lake, Abby Higley with 2, Morgan Nussbaum with 6, Sierra Sharman with 2, Mackenzie Latt with 6, and Kelsey Bauer leading all scores at this point with 11. Those are the 27 for Go Lake. By the quarter, 9-9 tie in the first quarter. Go Lake outscored the Lady Cardinals in the second frame, 18-13.
Lady Cards have hung pretty tough with the Blue Devils. They've had that 2-3 zone going all night long, trying to negate the interior play of Mackenzie Latt and also of Kelsey Bauer. But, you know, Latt's been getting her points steadily. She's got 6 on the night, but Kelsey Bauer...
She's been the interior presence.
Yeah, 11 points in the second quarter alone. 5 free throws all made, and then 3 two-point buckets. So she definitely made her presence out there. She's almost at her scoring average for the season per game. She averages 11.3. She's got 11 already in the first half, so she shouldn't have any problem going by that. But the Cardinals keep playing with the intensity that they have been. They got to take a little better care of the basketball. They had some careless passes, and we got to knock down some of those short shots that were missing in the interior.
But coming up at halftime of the boys' game, we'll bring you another edition of NHS8A Perspective presented by the Michigan Army National Guard. It's a very timely topic. John Johnson is going to be talking about how complicated situations involving the youth of ineligible students are. And not that far down the road from here, out of Kalamazoo Central High School, the girls' basketball team, they were leading the SMAC West, and they were picking up honorable mention in the Class A girls' basketball poll. Unfortunately, they had to forfeit 10 of their victories because of having an ineligible player in the lineup.
Yeah, that's a very unfortunate thing for Kalamazoo Central. I remember that happened somewhere a little closer to home not too long ago. Somebody,
I think Hillsdale.
I think you're right.
Hillsdale boys basketball.
Yeah.
It was football, I believe it was.
Yeah, you're right, it was football. And, you know, it's one of those things. I mean, there are certain guidelines that have to be followed. There are certain forms that have to be filled out. And if everything isn't followed to a T, you know, and somebody happens to catch you on it, or you catch yourself and self-report yourself, which is the honest thing to do.
And really, I think in 95% of those instances, it's a self-reporting.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, Sam Dickerson, the AD at Kalamazoo Central, you know, I heard him on the TV interview. Hey, it was his fault. You know, he's responsible. You know, it all falls back to the athletic director. That's the person who's supposed to follow up to make sure that all the dots, the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. So, unfortunate situation for the Lady Maroon Giants, but, you know, they're still going to have a good season. They are still eligible for the tournament play, though. I did hear that.
Right.
So, that's a good thing for them. So they can make some noise still in the state tournament.
Well, again, John Johnson's commentary about ineligible players and the situations that come from making mistakes, or how complicated some of those situations are. That's going to be coming up during halftime of the boys' games between Gull Lake and Coldwater. We mentioned it in our pregame show, the Gull Lake boys, third place back. Coldwater basically starting a run through the gauntlet atop the East Division, beginning tonight with the third place team, Gull Lake. Monday, the makeup game against second place team, Harbor Creek, and then next Friday, hosting the
not an easy stretch run for the boys, but you know, you got to beat the best, you know, at any time. I mean, And again, you know, we can see anything happen, like the Brunson boys beat the St. Phil boys the other night, you know, 54-52. So, especially come tournament time, too. You know, there's been a lot of times I can remember Vicksburg, I think it was a few years ago, either had won no games during the regular season, I believe. They ended up winning a district championship that year.
They wound up beating undefeated Gull Lake that year at the time.
You know, so, you know, you never know what can happen. And there's still, you know, a couple weeks left of basketball here and stuff. And we'll see how things progress and see how the Goldwater boys do against, you know, the teams they have to play. Goldwater girls doing a real good job here tonight. Hanging with Gull Lake, 27-22.
Second half coming up in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.